believe the hype.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Inspired by the past, influenced by the present, driven towards the future, the 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads from our New York studio. No, he's not in our New York studios.
He's in Massachusetts.
Don Lemon, where are you and why?
I'm in Danvers, Massachusetts. I'm in Danvers, Massachusetts because there's been another violent school attack, and I'm tired. I'm tired of getting dispatched on breaking news, rolling up to schools in the middle of the day, sometimes in the middle of the night. Tired of getting there and the place is either on lockdown or it has been emptied out. I'm tired of standing in front of the building wondering how many people are hurt or even dead this time. Tired of seeing the same sad, mournful look on the faces of the people who work or live near or attend the school where someone or multiple people have been injured or killed inside. Of all places, the places where everyone is supposed to be safe, a school. But most of all, you know what I'm tired of hearing? And I'm just being honest. I'm tired of hearing the same refrain from just about everyone who knew the person or the persons accused of these horrific acts. You've heard it. No such and such, not such and such. He was quiet and kept to himself. Do you know how many times I've heard that? It makes me wonder if we have it all wrong. If that loud person that we get so annoyed with for being so outspoken and animated at work is actually the more mentally healthy person. If the person we resent or go to HR for speaking their minds is the person we should actually be commending. At least that person lets his feelings out, gets it off his or her chest. They don't keep all those emotions bottled up inside and then explode like a hot shaken soft drink when the cap is pulled. It makes me wonder again what parents are doing that they don't know that their own kids are on a fast track to violence, murder, suicide, prison. Where is the disconnect? Whenever I have the unfortunate opportunity to interview parents of some of the young men accused of school violence, and it's mostly young men, by the way, I am often shocked when they say they didn't know that, quote, James had assault rifles under his bed. I didn't know. Or that Adam had 9mm in his closet. I didn't know. Or that Philip would disappear for hours in the middle of the night. How could you not know that? Or is it that you don't want to know? I'm not sure. But I do know that when I was a child, there were no locks on my bedroom doors. And if anything was under my bed, let alone a gun, by the time I got home from school, it would be sitting on the kitchen counter with my mom standing over it saying, "What the hell is this?" And I'd better have a good explanation for it. It had better been a replica for a school play or something, or I wouldn't be able to walk for a week. Because I would have gotten my you-know-what whip. I'm not advocating violence. But in my day, you got a whipping and some time in. There was no such thing as a time out. You got time in the kitchen doing the dishes, time in the garage cleaning it out, time in the yard mowing the grass, time in old lady Johnson's flower bed pulling her weeds, time in front of your parents learning discipline and what you shouldn't do. Time out? That meant you got a break to go back to your room to contemplate more bad behavior. Time in is what my generation really hated, and for the most part, we turned out really well. If there were school shootings or massacres, they were few and far between because we respected our elders and especially our teachers and our fellow students. And for the most part, kids don't do that these days. A kid will curse you out if you dare say something to them. They'll call their parents. And their parents will curse you out for even having the nerve to correct their precious little angels. I hate to keep harping on parental responsibility, but just this week, in the span of 2 days, two young men are accused of killing a beloved teacher, elders who had their best interests at heart. And the parents, they may not be directly responsible. I'm not saying that, but I'm going to say it to you again. Plan on having a child or don't have one. Plan on spending time with them or don't have one. Plan on not being able to do most of the things you want to do or don't have them. It's as simple as that. Because if you have one, you are responsible for them until they are grown and sometimes even after. And I'll leave you with this. Take off the blinders. Every juvenile attorney or police officer I've ever spoken to says the first thing a parent says when their child is accused, even in the face of overwhelming evidence against their child, is, "Not my baby. My baby, insert name here, is a good child. He or she would never hurt anybody." Many of those good children are in jail, prison, some on death row, for a number of reasons. But ask them or any psychologist, How those children got there? The answer, lack of parental supervision, bad parenting. Stop the cycle. Be present and responsible for the lives you bring into the world, or those lives just might end up taking the lives of others.
Mm-hmm. Tell them, Don Lemon, I'm with you.